Thank you, Lord. Well, I tell you what, the more I go on, I just see the importance of some things. You know, you can take for granted things. You got to be careful sometimes. I'm not going here tonight, but anyway, we'll just speak on this. Careful about thanking God for things and not asking. A lot of people say, well, we thank you, God, that this. We thank you, God, that. Now, there are New Testament truths, and you say, I thank you, God, for this. But he also told us to pray and ask. And some people just jump right past that, and well, I'm just thinking, well, do we ask? Because there's legalities involved with this. See, when you ask him to do something on this earth, that gives him a legal right to make it so in your life. And there's certain forms you have to go fill out. Becky, you probably know this. That you go down to certain government offices and whatever, there are things you have to do. And if you jump to the, even if you wait in line and you come up and say, hey, I'm ready, would you fill out this form? No. Well, you better go fill out the form. And I think that sometimes what we do as Christians, we say, well, this is just, I know all this stuff, so here, it ought to be like this. And it's not God. And we've made it like, well, God knows my heart. God does know our heart. He's not the problem. It's the fact that we are in a world that has been sold out to Satan, and he doesn't really care about your heart. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. So so many times we make it about God. If it were all about God, we'd just be out of here and everybody would be saved and it would be over. Everybody would be saved. Everybody would bow their knees, but it's not. There is a world to contend with. There is a devil to contend with. And when you line yourself up with the Word of God and said, and you go, God, help in this situation. Do this according to what he's promised. You give him access to come in and boom, come on the scene. You filled out the form. So don't rush past that. Don't rush past that. The more I see it, when we know the word and we say we know what we're standing on and we say we release our faith. We're going to get into that, well, not tonight, but we're going to be getting into that. When we release our faith, when we pray together, that's not a ritual. That's we're coming together and saying, God, as touching this thing, we're in faith. We're believing, we're expecting, and stuff happens. Because you put yourself in a state of expectancy. Do you know the person next to you? Not necessarily here, but in a crowd. They could come. Do you realize there's people probably in the service, I don't know, this weekend, that were totally blessed and that totally did not get anything on certain services. If you have a crowd of 1,000, there are absolutely going to be people in the service that come and go. They leave and say, what's the big deal? I didn't get anything. And there are people that their lives will be forever changed. How can that happen? Well, two different people. One's hearing. Jesus said, if you have ears, to him who has ears, let him hear. He's not talking about these necessarily. You can hear with this and go, what? And it's just bouncing off because you're not letting it down here. You're not really expecting. You're looking, you're being critical or whatever. You're distracted about something. But if we come expecting, we're saying, God, it's an esteem thing, it's a believing thing, it's a faith thing. We say, God, teach me, show me. Boy, I tell you what, the expectation level rises. Do you know, when we came in on Saturday night, and Sunday morning too, but you'll notice this. When there's a guest speaker sometime, when people come in, there's a different expectation. People come in, a lot of times there's a charge in the air. If people are expecting something, we came in Saturday night, there was an expectancy. When we started praise and worship at the beginning, it was boom. People said, well, what's so different? Because people are expecting. You know, shared some of these things before, but you know, people wonder why in other countries sometimes you'll have these evangelists come and just these miracles will happen. And just outstanding things. All these people getting saved, all these just outstanding physical miracles. Well, when you have people that have walked 3 days to get somewhere, and they hear about something, and they're coming, and they stand out there in the heat waiting,
By the time it's for the service, these people are, they're expecting, they're believing something is going to change. And you have a million of those people. Some of these meetings, no joke, millions of people. I mean, they just set up the stage in front of there, and you can't, just as far as you can see, there's people. You have people like that coming together. Faith is a force. Unbelief is a force. But when you get people charged in faith, the atmosphere, God can move. That's what causes Him to move. He's able to move here because we're expecting and we're believing. The same thing, you can have people just totally shut down and they don't believe anything. And it doesn't matter who is the preacher, they can't operate. Jesus Himself, right? He was in His hometown. He could not do any mighty work there. Why? Because they were like, Jesus, we know Him. Grew up with Him. Carpenter, what's the big deal? He could not, Jesus could not do anything because of their unbelief. It's a force. They're there. They don't believe. But you get people that believe. The atmosphere's charged. God can move easily. Revelation comes easily. The signs, the gifts of the Spirit flow easily when we expect and we believe. Hallelujah. Whenever you go to a meeting, go to a church service. When you come on Wednesdays, when you come, expect. Don't go, well, church night. I don't really want to go, but, you know, I guess I'll go. No, if you come in like that and you're like, all right, that will determine what you get. But you come in, even right now, just this many people, you come in and it's like, God, speak to us. God goes up. The atmosphere is there. Man, you can get revelation. And the minister can say things. He didn't, it just pulls it right out. There is a whole lot to do. The people have so much to do with utterance. Unction, we know from Jesus, he could not do anything. You can have people that are just looking at you. You can tell they're not with you. It hinders the flow. You'd want to say things, but you can't say them. Because what? They're enabled by God. They don't believe. They're not pulling it out. But then you have people that are believing. You could just be standing and stuff, revelation just starts coming out. Things that the minister didn't intend or has not thought out, just pulled out. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can be expecting all the time. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, I wasn't preaching on that, but that's all good, and that's where we're going. That's what I believe God had us to say right now. I heard Keith Moore say this. What he said, I've heard him say it several times. He said in my beginning of my ministry, I always used to find myself, I'd say, or not beginning, but you know, early on, he would say, well, this isn't my message, but, and he'd go off and say something. And then he found himself doing that until God checked him one time in the middle of service, said, if I say it's your message, it's your message. So quit saying, well, this isn't my message, but, this isn't my notes, but, and just go with whatever I tell you to say. And just go with it, and that's what we're supposed to hear. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We've been talking about believing with your heart, and we were kind of wrapping that up. But I want to go over some things, again, that we just covered a little bit last time. Really focus on a certain part. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, we've talked about, and we've gone over this a lot, so I'm not going to spend much time, but we've talked about how the Bible, the Word, is spiritually understood, that we know we're a three-part man, and that we are truly a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. But it's with our heart that we're believing God. The heart is the one that's taking a hold of what God said and believing Him based on what He said. not our minds, not our bodies. And we've talked about that a lot, gone over, all those are on the website. And if you missed any, that will help you. But we've talked about that, how when you come to God and you're believing on Him, you're believing with that inward man, and it's not based on how you feel. It's not physically. It's not based on how you feel mentally. It's not based on any of those things. And so we believe with our heart, and what's good to know, and some of the best news that you've ever heard, is that you can believe God with your heart with doubts in your head. Now, before we go to Proverbs, hold your finger there and let's go over to Mark and read this. Mark 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for direction, for unction, for utterance. Mark 11, verse 23. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark 11, verse 23 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast in the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done." Now we've read in Romans 10:10, we're not going to take the time to turn there, that with the heart one believes. And he says right here, does not doubt in his heart. So notice he says, if you say, "Be removed and be cast in the sea," and does not doubt where? In his heart. But he believes those things, we could say in his heart, he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Now notice, he says you don't doubt in your heart. He didn't say anything about your head. This is a key to victory. Now we've talked about that we're believing with our heart. It's not with our head, and it doesn't matter what our head is doing. Now this is a key to victory, because the devil will throw darts and throw thoughts at your head. Your circumstances influence how you perceive your circumstances on this earth through your five senses. Those senses give information to your brain, and it registers on your brain, and it affects your emotions, your mind. But none of that matters unless you let it affect your heart and your believing. So when you're believing God, and you say, "This is mine according to the Word," and you've prayed the prayer of faith, or you've spoken to the mountain, and you say, "This has to go. In the name of Jesus, I command you, sickness, leave my body. Go. Symptoms, whatever is causing this symptom, you leave. Sickness, I curse you, and I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Leave my body." Now, when you see this, when you say this, see yourself in the spirit, spiritually, just pushing that thing out. Just with the, don't think of it naturally. Don't try to make it happen. Don't think of it like your, spiritual things are somewhat hard to describe, but I'm going to do my best. We just believe God, He's helping us. When you speak, you're speaking with your mouth. Words are important, but the thing that you're believing with is your heart. See that thing just like a spiritual force driving that out. Say it. When you say in the name of Jesus, it's got to go, and you just see it going and just believe that thing is going inside. If you've spoken to it, you've believed, you receive your healing. Lord, I believe I received my, I've told that sickness to go. Now any damage that was caused by that infirmity, I believe I receive complete restoration right now for my body. And I believe anything that was damaged, I receive healing for it right now. I believe I take it right now. It's mine. An immune system and body, you work the way you're supposed to work. You heal up. You be normal and healthy. You've prayed, you believe, you've spoken. Now, you start going on. And you expect things to change. You don't go by anything you see. Either way, you say, it's going to change. What's your confession at that point? In this case, I'm healed. It's gone. You think about it, it's gone. Now, you can have thoughts come to your head and say, it's not gone. This is going to happen. Look at your body. See, feel. Nothing's changed. Now, those things hit your head. And you can feel, feelings trying to come on you of discouragement and doubt. You can feel like it's not working. But if you'll just take a step back and separate the thoughts and your emotions, and if you get this reality, this is happening in my mind, this is happening in my body, but my heart is believing, and I don't believe any of those things. My head is getting hit, my head is getting pushed, but in my heart, I still believe. I don't believe those things, and they can be coming in like this. Just boom. Boom, boom. They can just be hitting you, and this is going to happen, and your mind can be racked, and what the devils say is you're not believing now. It's going to happen, and you can feel like it's not happening. You could be fighting back tears because you're tired of dealing with it, but you, through the tears, through the feelings, say, I believe. I don't care what my head says. My heart is steadfast with the Lord. I believe and I will not move. If you'll stay there, it's got to come to pass. What's the enemy trying to get you to do? To get out to doubt in your heart. Your head can be full of doubt. Your head can be getting hit with thoughts. It's what you do with them. You just keep pushing them back and say no. And if you have to do it 100 times within an hour or more, you just keep saying no. No. No, that's not what I believe. I believe God. I believe I'm healed. I see healing. Well, it sure doesn't look like it. I'm not going by what I see. And if you'll see this, if you'll get it in your heart that, wait a minute, why would I be tempted to doubt right now? What has changed since when I believed? And if it's something I'm seeing or something I'm feeling, then you've located it right there. Separate that. It's something that's hitting my head. Why am I tempted to doubt? Because I feel different. Well, that has nothing to do. The way I receive from God is my heart, and I will not let it penetrate my heart. I still believe. That means it's still coming. That means it's still on the way. That means I'm winning. And you stay right there. This is called the good fight of faith. To stay right there and to believe. In spite of things attacking us. Let's turn, so you still have your fingers in Proverbs? Proverbs 3, let's go back there. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are speaking to us through your Holy Spirit. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. When your understanding tells you, I don't see how. I don't see. It looks worse now than when you started believing. It looks like nothing is happening. Don't lean on that to say, but yet I believe. You just stay right. No, I believe. I believe anyway. Well, the thoughts will hit you. Well, why hasn't it happened yet? What is going on? Those are the things you don't lean on your own. Don't try to start figuring it out. That's the problem. I said, that's the problem. You're trying to figure it out and trying to read. Well, did I miss it here? Or what did I do here? No, the Bible's simple. What we have to do is just stay over here and say, no, I've taken it, I prayed, I told it to go, it's got to go. That's all I see is that it's going and I'm staying. Well, it just doesn't look like it. Maybe, you know, why hasn't God done this? Or why isn't it happening then? You know what? And those questions are an attack of the enemy to get you to quit and to get you to doubt in your heart. When you start feeling depressed and down and whatever, it's a sure sign that your faith is waning. Why? Because you're letting those things penetrate and letting you start. They're not just in your head. You're starting to let your faith drop. You're letting your heart drop. But if you just recognize, no, that's in my head. No, I reject that. I tell you what, listen to music that is faith-filled. When you're feeling like that, it's a surefire sign. You need to just focus yourself back on the Word. You need to get yourself focused because something is, and you can be in those places where your body is speaking so loud or your mind is speaking so loud. That's the time. Get yourself focused on something that's going to put your mind where it needs to be. Focus. If you need to shout, say, no, it will. If you need to shout scriptures, say them to yourself. No, the Bible says that He bore my sicknesses, He took my infirmities. The Bible says that I will live and not die. And you do that, and if you have to listen to something, focus on something to get your mind back where it needs to be. Combat it. But don't let it start. If you start letting it go to where it's like, well, don't let it come out of your mouth. You start letting it come out of your mouth, say, well, I just don't know. Why hasn't this? Well, that is a pathway to you just dropping your belief. And that's how we're defeated. Right, what I'm saying right now is how we're defeated. We're pulled off. But if we'll not look at our understanding, if we'll just believe God with our hearts, stay there, and don't look at our understanding, separate it. Separate it. Get an image of you being separate. Like this, all this stuff going on out here in your mind and in your body, but inside you're just still steadfast. Said, nope, not looking at that. Not going to entertain that. I'm healed. Nope, not going to entertain that. The money's there. What and whatever else you're believing God for. 2 Corinthians 10. Let's turn over there. Second Corinthians 10. Second Corinthians 10. Let's go to verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or not natural, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. Now he is talking about, just in context, he's talking about these people that they're going to preach to, that they're saying that the Word of God will cast down arguments when people are thinking, well, God doesn't exist, God's this or that. The Word of God will come forward and break through that and cast down those arguments in their minds. He says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. But this applies in our own mind as well. When anything rises itself up against what God has said, we need to deal with it. Don't let it linger. Don't let it go around your mind. Deal with it and say, no, I believe God. No, the thought is there, but I believe God. Just because you have a thought of doubt does not mean you're doubting. Do you hear me? Just because a thought of doubt enters your mind does not mean you're doubting. This goes for everything. Just because you have a thought of anger doesn't mean you sinned. Well, I'd like to, that thought comes into your head with somebody. You know what you do? Say, no, but I'll do this. Just because you have a thought of lust after something, well, I'd really like this, doesn't mean that you have thoughts all the time that come into your head. Man, you ever, you know, you'll walk through the mall, all kinds of thoughts can come at you. Well, you need to buy this. Well, unless you act on it, you know, unless you walk out and put on your money. I mean, they're trying to get your money out of your hands all the time. Well, there's a difference between getting bombarded with offers and you doing something about it. It's the same thing with thoughts. Just because a thought comes to you, then the devil will come and say, well, you thought that. Well, you've messed up now. No, he's the one that put it there. He'll say, here, and he'll put this thought in your head, and then he'll slap you and say, well, you shouldn't think that. No, you just recognize the source of the thought and say, no, I resist that. Shut up. No, this is what I believe. And when you're standing in faith for something, there will be thoughts that like, it's not working. This isn't going to work. Why hasn't it happened? And if you start going, yeah, why hasn't it? What's going on? And then you start telling your spouse, well, I don't understand. Well, see, now you're entertaining that. You're getting over it. There. And even if you did that, stop and go, oh, that was wrong. Lord, forgive me for that. I take back those words. Forget that. Forgive me for doubt and get right back. Just get right back. Don't sit there and walk and go, oh, well, I was lost. I messed up. Forget the whole thing. No. Just get right back up and say, no, I believe God. That's not what I believe. I don't agree with those. I don't agree with those words. I don't agree with those thoughts. No, this is what I believe. You stay here. But the best thing is just you cast down those thoughts as they come. And sometimes you have to do it over and over. If you're getting tempted and pressured on something, don't think that's odd. Don't think that's weird. You're getting pushed. You're getting pushed to give in. And what happens so many times is people say, that's all I can take. I just can't take it anymore. And they let her rip. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you're just under just a heap of despair and depression. And I don't know why this. And now everything looks bad. You're doubting God. You're doubting, you know, everything about your life. And I just don't know. And that's when the enemy just has got us whooped. You know, he walks away at that point. You know, until you start going forward and start actually making some progress, he'll come back. But he doesn't have to do anything. We've let him whip us at that point. But if we'll separate the two and say, no, I may be getting attacked right now, but I believe the Word of God. I don't believe any of that stuff. I believe what God says. And I'm staying steadfast, and yeah, I'm just going to keep playing until I win. He'll say, well, there's no way you're going to get this. This is going to, see, it's not happening like you thought. We're going to play another round. Well, then this is going to happen. We're going to play another round. And we're going to keep going until I win. That's the way it's ending, is me winning. Period. And you get to where you see it. No, you thought this was going to happen by this time. What's going to, you know, God didn't come through for you. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't entertain that. Don't entertain that. Because God is not the problem ever. And that is a tactic of the devil. He will come in and say, well, God failed you. You did everything you were supposed to do. Where's God? What's got, and if you start saying, yeah, what? No, 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 that's a hook. You say, no, I may have missed it. I may have not done everything right. I'm learning, but it's not God's fault. No, God is righteous. Lord, I thank you that you are righteous and you're showing me. You stay on God's side and you say, no, God, you show me. What's the next thing I need to do? Lord, show me and help me. And I'm just going to keep believing that I have it until I see it show up. I'm going to win. Well, you just lost the last 10 times, but I'm going to win. It's going to end with me winning. I don't care what it looks like. The Bible says that this is the way it is, and it's going to be like that, period. Period. Yeah, but the thoughts are coming. I don't care, buts, I win. And when you start getting to that place where I win now regardless, and I don't care what the thoughts are, that's believing you receive before you have it. You're not going by sight. You're not going by feelings. You believe you have it now, and that separates this waffling and doubting in your head and in your mind, and you stay steady believing in your heart. And that's how you just reel. That spiritual man on the inside is like a ham that takes from God and starts saying, this is mine, and starts pulling it into this realm. And when you give into thoughts, it's like letting it go. But if you'll just stay here and say, it doesn't matter what I see, doesn't matter what I feel, it's mine and I'm not letting it go and it's mine and I don't care, it just keeps pulling to where it manifests in this realm. But you believe it now. You believe you have it now. Before you ever see it, you say, I have it now. Mind, I don't care what you say. You don't matter. I don't care what you feel like, feelings. I don't care if my emotions are all over. I have it. I don't care if we have to say this through tears, the frustration that you've gone through. Things have pressed your flesh and pressed your emotions, and you're saying, but I believe. If you have to say it through gritted teeth, you say, none of these things move me. I have the victory now. And we stay there, and we'll see it. And it does come to pass. Things do change. The devil is trying to push you to where you let go of it. Let go of it. But we have to cast down the thoughts and say, no, I believe it will be even as he said in his holy written word. This is what I have. That's it. That settles it. That's what my heart believes, and I'm having it. And stay there. That's how victories are won. Stay there. You just stay there, and no matter, don't think because the feelings, because so many times, I know I'm going over, but we're getting a hold of it spiritually. So many times what people do is say, I've stood and I believe and I just don't think I have it anymore. And they don't feel like they can believe, and that doesn't have anything to do with it. That's our emotions. And you haven't lost just because you feel like hope is lost. It's when you let that affect everything. You just say, no. My heart is steadfast. I believe the Lord. And you just start speaking out what you believe to be true in the face of those circumstances. In the face of impossible circumstances, you just start speaking the word and say, no, 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 God's word's true. And I believe it. And I believe it and speak it out. Pray in tongues. Believe God. You just recharge yourself. You praise God. You laugh. Whatever you need to do, led by the Holy Spirit. Just right in the face of impossible circumstances. Ha! Ha! No! Oh yeah, I will win. Doesn't look like, I don't care what it looks like. I'm going over. It's coming. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's turn over to James. I believe we'll wrap up in James. But we'll see. James 1, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Notice that. Your faith is being tested and tried. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now he's saying, don't let that in verse 6. Let him ask in faith with no doubting. We know that's doubting with your heart. There may be something in your head, but you need to cast that down and keep. What are you doing when you're casting down thoughts in your head? You are keeping, you're saying, no, that thought doesn't have any place in my mind. I am going to believe this. And your mind, if we'll renew our minds with the Word of God, our minds can agree with us. I'm not saying we have to completely be thinking thoughts all the time. The more we renew our mind to the Word of God, the more your mind will just line up. But when you have thoughts, what are you doing? You're keeping your mind singular. It's your heart that's believing. But if you'll keep your mind just saying, no, that thought's wrong. No, that thought's wrong. And you keep your mind set up singular on God, you are doing what James said. He says, if you ask and then doubt and then start waffling back and forth and let those things start affecting you, then verse 7 says, let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. He's going this way, then he's going that way, and then he's going this way. So we need to cast down those thoughts. If they come in, cast them down. Don't let them get you off. Say, no, I believed. I mean, I've done this with engineering so many times. And I learned something over the years. Because when I used to pray for wisdom, but I remember specifically, Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm a newer engineer. I would pray for wisdom, and then it would almost be like I'm waiting for God just to dump some revelation on me and show it to me. Like I'm sitting there going, show me what exactly to do. And just kind of like waiting to feel something. Just show it to me all of it right now. And then I'd wait. I'm not saying I just sat on my desk doing nothing, but I'm kind of waiting just to have this epiphany, right? And I'm looking and going, what something's going to change? And nothing did. And over the years, I learned that that's not acting in faith. What I did that got results was I said, all right, God, Lord, show me. Give me the wisdom I need to solve this problem. Lord, you said it in James. I don't know how many times I've used James 1:5. According to James 1:5, any of you lacks wisdom. Lord, I lack it. I don't know where this problem is in this software. Let him ask of God, that's you, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. That means he's a liberal God, and this is just an attribute of God. And he's not going to be reproachful. He's not going to go, you dummy. It's right over here. Why'd you even come and ask me? Don't waste my time. He's not like that. He says he'll just give it to you liberally and without reproach. And he says it will be given to him, right? It will be given. It will be given to him. If I ask him, it will be. So then I started eventually, okay, God, give me wisdom in this situation. I thank you that I have it. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I have it. And you know what I do? Then I start just going about the problem saying, all right, I'm looking for it. I'm trying to solve it. And 15 minutes later, if I still don't have it, I don't go, well, didn't work. What's going on? I thought I asked for wisdom. You stay and say, no, I have it. It's mine. I don't care if it doesn't look like I don't have it. I still have it. I'm going to solve this problem. And I would go and try something. It's like that didn't work. I still haven't broken through. Well, but I'm going to keep going and try something else, and it's going to work. And then I would, you know, think I had the bug fixed, and it only fixed part of it, and there was still a problem. But I'd say, wait a minute. If that was broken, there could be other things that are broken. If I fix that, I'm closer to the problem, and I'm still going to solve it, and I stay right on God's side and still believe it's coming. And you know what? I tell you, without fail, I solve these things. God shows me what to do, and I have wisdom. It's the same thing in every area. What we do so many times, though, in the area of healing, we'll say, God, I receive. I believe it, and I start going on. And then we have a setback. Or, we, you know, it looks like we're getting better, and we start feeling like, yeah, I'm almost, and then we get a setback, and it'll just be like, what? And instead of saying, doesn't matter, God's word's still true, I still have it, you said it, I received it, it's mine, I'm still going and just pushing that away, we'll draw back. And we say, oh, it didn't work. Oh, and then we just go to sitting there like I was at my desk just waiting for something. No, we have to stay expecting. We started out talking about expecting. Your expectation has everything. That's an indicator of your faith. You're saying, it's going to change. You're getting up saying, going to change. I expect something to change in my body today. Watch, it's coming. You get up every day saying, no, it's coming. Thought comes, well, it's not here yet. Doesn't matter. God said that I have it, so I have it. I expect to see it change. I expect to see my body different. I expect to see it healed. It looks like you just went back 10 steps. The doctor said, no, but God said I'm healed. And I expect to see it different. It's going to change. You watch it, it'll go in a change. You start, the way I'm talking, you start talking like that, expectation rises up. You start saying, watch it. We started. When you come into the service, we started talking about this and we're ending up here. You come into the service and you're like, no, watch, I'm going to get something different tonight. You're expecting to see something. If we'll stay that way with our faith, you watch it today, it's going to change. I expect it to change different. God's got my healing. It's going to change. You start speaking like that and expecting like that when the thoughts come. Well, yeah, but you haven't seen anything. Your body doesn't feel like it. That's how you cast it down and say, no, God said it. I'm still expecting it in the face of all odds. You keep believing. Why? Because you're believing with your heart. You've received. And it doesn't matter what you see. And it doesn't matter what you feel. That doesn't change anything because God promised it to me. I received it, and I don't see anything but the answer. Do you see it? Hallelujah. God is on our side. He has given us the victory. Our job is just to stay centered up with Him, just going down. No matter what our eyes see, no matter what our mind our thoughts that come in, we just stay centered up and say, no, I have it. No, I have it. No, I have it. That's the good fight of faith. You'll stay expecting. You'll see that you stay there and you will see the manifestation. Things will come. Things will happen. But you just believe you've received. Hallelujah.